I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Sponsoring this week on Staying Relevant is Hinge. I am very, very excited about this one, Samuel.
Oh, Hinge, the dating app designed to be deleted. It is very up your street, to be fair.
There is an opportunity for you to be involved, though, Sam.
Any excuse to meddle in your love life. I love it.
With voice prompt, my best friends take on why you should date me. You can actually lean on your friends to hype you up to potential matches. Try not to get too excited, Sam.
I would be the best hype man for you. You know I would. I'd talk about your smell and then move on to how you always take care of anyone in your group on a night out and also how you bring little snacks in your briefcase. They're very endearing qualities.
Wow. Just wow, Sam. As we found out there, it's not easy to see your own green flags, especially if you're humble and self-deprecating like me. Add that to your list, Samuel. But it is easy for your friends to do so on your behalf.
Now, I'm glad you like my suggestion, Peter, and download the dating app Hinge and try its voice prompts today. Sam's voice from this episode will be used in torture methods for years to come. Ruined a good episode ... again.
I read that one, and it's funny you did that. You've actually read that because I saved it to read out.
Oh, no.
I screenshotted it to read out.
I saw it, and so, I just thought we should start the entire episode with that.
Okay, we are going to start the entire episode with that, but can you just level your voice out and just give us a podcast voice for this?
Oh, okay, right. Welcome to Staying Relevant, the podcast with Sam Thompson and Peter James Jonathan Joseph Wicks.
Okay, Jonathan Joseph and not my name. I will be swearing. If you don't like that, go f*** yourself. I may drink. I haven't decided yet whether or not I want a beer because I haven't really drunk that much this week and I feel quite good, so I may have a beer.
And he's going to tell you why he had a night in last night, because the night before he went wild.
I didn't actually go wild. I was quite well behaved.
We're going to talk
anyway,
about that.
Make sure you follow us on Snapchat, TikTok, Instagram, YouTube. Is that
yeah,
it?
Yeah, the whole shebang.
All of them at Staying Relevant Podcast. Make sure you rate, review, and do all that sort of shit. Five stars and don't do anything below five stars because that's not very nice.
But nice review.
Yeah, or just reviews about Sam's voice, because I enjoy reading them. It is screechy. Imagine having to listen to it as much as what I do. Also, you will be able to listen to these episodes on Monday when we come out, which is the main episode. Every Thursday is the bonus episode, and you can watch them respectively on Friday and Sunday. So that is
Monday, Thursday, Friday, Sunday.
Lovely. I also read a review where people actually do it along.
Yeah,
it's nice.
No,
I think it's
really nice. Thing. Those little things we have that other podcasts don't have, you know?
Yeah.
Sex to my boss. Ooh, you know, they've got like etiquette talk. We have Monday, Thursday, Friday, Sunday.
Yeah. Also, on another note, as some of you may know, we are going on tour and it is coming up very, very soon. Do you know something?
Yeah.
Unneeded. Funny enough, someone actually said to me, are you actually doing the tour? Have you cancelled it? And I was like, well, no, we are doing it. And I was like, we've not seen anything. There's not been any like publicity. I was like, well, we didn't need to because we sold out without
doing... We probably should,
without
though.
Doing any advertising. But we need you.
You got a point at the camera. We need you.
We need you.
You beautiful, delicious.
So those of you that have got tickets, we want to hear from you because there is an opportunity and a chance if you have the bollocks... that you may be used on stage as part of the show. We need to hear about your stories for a segment which is similar to the Sidebar of Shame, but it's not called the Sidebar of Shame. However, its title does have shame in it.
However.
So as you can imagine, yes, however, I'm going to continue to say however. And if people keep saying to me, however, in my DMs, I will block every one of you.
Keep doing it.
So we want to hear about your shameful moments. What you have done that you're most embarrassed of or ashamed of. Funny stories. Don't be a cat, remember. So make sure they are good. And the best ones, we are potentially going to put in for each of the venues. So we want to hear from you. Email stayinrelevant@insanityhq.com to take part. The more we have, the better.
For people who don't know, Kat's a lovely lady.
She is lovely.
Who got involved in our bonus episode once, and Pete found her writing a little bit boring.
Kat, I do love you. I don't know if you still listen.
That was called Don't Be a Cat.
So that's it. We want to hear from you.
I do have a question.
You don't have to put your hand up.
Before we get started. That is a really interesting question about, like, you know, we haven't done any publicity and stuff. Are we going to be doing publicity for the tour?
Yes. Have you organised that? Will all be discussed next Thursday, but PR are involved.
Oh, we're doing PR!
Yes, our PR company are well aware of it. We have some things lined up.
Oh, my God, we got Loose Women.
Well, I mean, if anyone's going to get Loose Women, it will be you, because... You just did it.
GMB?
Potentially.
Tune in?
Well, we don't know. Like, listen, we're still a way off. Let's just calm down. You don't even know what we're doing for the tour. So what is the point of you doing publicity? And they go, what's the tour going to be like, Sam? You go, don't know. Like, why would anyone want to come to that?
Just want to be there, to be honest with you. Just want to be there and see the moment.
Well, but... you will be there. Otherwise, it will be pretty shit if it's just me on a stage, won't it?
But having said that, Pete is telling the truth. And I think we need to just say it one more time. I am finding out... the final copy of everything next Thursday. He's doing a PowerPoint presentation.
He's not.
You're doing staff.
Yes, I will be explaining it to you whilst Chaz has done the computer bits.
Really?
And I will just explain through it.
I'm really nervous.
I will have a chopstick so I can point to things. Because I don't know what the other things
are
called.
This is going to be amazing. And we are actually...
It's just called a pointer, apparently, so that's embarrassing.
A chopstick.
I will have a pointer. Well, just a stick to point at things.
We are filming it as well. We are filming Pete telling me what we're doing, so you could watch the...
Well, no, again, we've discussed this, Sam. You can't watch it because then they will know what's happening in the tour. Fuck me.
It's going to come out after.
This is why Sam has no involvement in anything, because he is a fucking idiot. Anyway, so Samuel, what have you been up to? Talk to me.
Well, Peter, I have had quite a few things on my mind, really. But I feel like it's probably the prank.
Okay, excellent.
I think we should talk about it.
No, what happens is you forget every week, despite having done this for however long, that I didn't ask you, what have you done to stay relevant? What I've just said is, what have you been up to? It's a basically opening conversation, we call it. All right? And actually, it's got to the point now where Chaz has to write what the opening conversation is for you. So you have got a whole thing there to talk about for opening conversation, which is about me. It's better when you tell me about me than I tell them about me myself. All right? So if you just stick to the cards.
Okay. Okay, so we have another story that has emerged about Pete Wicks on a night out at a pub quiz.
No, it's the same night out. It's not a separate one. Fuck me. Read it first. Just everyone, just give Sam a minute. Just read through it.
I actually did know this because Charlotte told me. No, I do know this. So there is something.
How is he going to do the tour?
Do you know what?
I said no to auto cue, but I think we're going to need it for him.
There's something I'm a bit worried about. On the tour, actually, and it leads into what we're about to discuss, is that we're going to have curfews. We're going to have curfews and have, like, early nights so we can get up sprightly for the morning. And the reason I'm saying that is because we have had another story come out from Pete's big night out with the girls, Pete's Angels, they were called, on the pub quiz night. And the organiser of the event, he put a note in to us and the team, saying that he had his first cigarette after giving up smoking for 10 years because Pete offered him one. In his own words, he looked at me with those big blue eyes and I had to do it. Pete, you are an enabler and I'm really terrified for what we've got coming up because I will just follow you down to the depths of hell. I'm a follower. I'm like not
a leader. Fucking warm down there, son. You'll love it.
I'm not a leader. I'm a sheep. So I just like, I'm worried.
I don't think you needed to tell anyone that.
I'm worried about what's going to happen on tour, but you can't be getting a geezer who's been off the fags for 10 years. You can't do that.
No, that's not entirely true what happened. I feel like he's done me dirty there. Basically, I was talking to him and I don't know if he listens to the podcast. Very lovely man. So I said, well, listen, I'm going to go for a cigarette. And he went, oh, I'll come out with you. I don't smoke. So I went, yeah, sweet. So he came outside with me. And then I lit up a fag and he went, oh, yeah, you used to smoke about 10 years ago. Well, have one then. And he went, no, I shouldn't. I went, no, go on. And he went, all right. So it wasn't like I forced him into it. And then I've never seen anyone enjoy a cigarette so much because he literally went,
all his life troubles
and
got
I was
blown
like, good
away.
In it. So I doubled up, so he doubled up with me.
No!
So I think he had his first two, but we had a lovely chat and it was a really good night. And
Pete's the kind of guy, though, right, that if someone go, because he's obviously looking for a bit of affirmation. The guy is obviously sitting there going, I haven't had one for 10 years. God, I'd love one, though. You know, it's almost like, I feel really good about myself right now. And like, I couldn't have one, but I'd love one. I haven't had one for 10 years. Pete's the kind of guy who just goes, well, stop talking about it and do it then. And do you know what I mean? You just had absolutely no affirmation
YOLO.
Given and just like, well, go on, here you go, mate. Shove it in his face and just completely bring down 10 years of work.
I've been told that I'm quite persuasive for different things. And I don't believe I am because I'm not I don't force people to do things. I just let them know that it's okay. I can't help it if people give into peer pressure or peak pressure, as we like to call it.
It is. It's peak pressure. And it really is quite something. It's a powerful tool. You look into those eyes because he's got these little eye drops that he puts into his eyes to make him look bluer.
No, see, again, when you tell stories, it's not. It's not. They're just brightening because when I drink, I get my eyes go quite bloodshot because they're quite white. So they just make them white again.
So he's got these piercing baby blues.
You can't have drops to make your eyes blue.
Well, I don't know. They always look blue after you put them in. And he puts these drops in.
Because
and
they're brown normally.
And they just look like the bait, like the ocean. And you can't say no. But yeah, I just thought that was quite funny. This poor man got in touch. He's now on 20 a day again.
anyway, listen, again, not my fault. But see you again soon at the next pub quiz. But more importantly, other than that little peak pressure story. We have spoken about one man on this podcast probably more than any other than when Sam went through his My Jammer stage. And
it was not a stage.
That man is Sean Williamson, Barry. Mm. Sam has never mentioned this, despite me having a sort of slightly unusual obsession with him.
You do.
Sam did Big Brother with Barry. You've never mentioned that to me. You personally know him?
I do. Sean. Sean Williamson.
I've met him, right? I met him genuinely. It's the only person I've ever asked for a picture with. I'm not even joking you. And he was just the nicest guy, and I just think he's great.
He's a snorer.
Sam knows intimate details about Barry. In fact, it's not just intimate details. Sam and Barry have kissed.
I don't know if this is true.
Well.
I don't think we have.
Well, you...
I remember it.
Listen, unfortunately for you, I don't know if you were aware at the time, but you were in a national TV show called Big Brother.
Is this when we were doing the scene?
I don't know what it was for, but I have evidence of you and Barry kissing.
Oh, my God, we're kissing. On the lips! Oh, my God!
Sean and Sam lipsing.
When's that?
Well, I mean, I don't know. I wasn't there, but you obviously were.
Because that's not even the time. You know, maybe that is the time. Is that time when we did the scene together where I pushed him down the hill?
I don't know. But there's a couple of things that I want to ask is, firstly, his face, did you slip the tongue?
He looks miserable.
Well, he looks like he's in pain. However, we can't see you, but you seem to enjoy it. Also, I just want to say RIP to Sam's hair. Because they're quite full at the crown.
Let me have a look. Oh, no, not one hint of a ball patch.
No, it's not been kind to you
it's
these years, has it?
Not been kind to me at all.
But do you want to talk us through the Barry relationship?
Well, do you know what? Barry was such a lovely guy. I didn't know
and
much
also,
about him at
let's
all.
Let's call him Sean. I always call him Barry, but
Sean. I didn't actually really know much about Sean when he came in.
No, I prefer Barry.
Okay, yeah, I didn't really know much about Barry when he came in. It was one hell of an experience. But Barry was an absolute legend. I remember the first night, I panicked on the first night because I'm not going to be able to sleep. This could be terrifying. Everyone else is asleep. And I'm like, oh God, like this first day. And Barry's just snoring right next to me. And I was just like, this is going to be a real struggle. But then I got to know him really, really well. And he's like the most soft guy. Like he's the nicest, sweetest soul. Just like he really, really enjoyed himself. You know, when someone like just doesn't take himself seriously at all. And he just like was telling me all the soap stuff. And like, he was literally like telling me about how long he's been doing it for years. And he sang for us in there. He's just a really decent bloke.
And he's a great singer.
He's a very, very good singer.
So much so that I have organised something special.
Yeah.
For Sam and I. In April, we are going to be joining Barry at Barryoke.
Yeah, we are.
In Brighton.
Do you believe in love after love? I feel like that'll be one of the
I think
songs.
It's life after love.
No!
I don't think it's do you believe in love after love.
Do you believe in life after
Would
love?
Would that be your karaoke song?
Yeah. All karaoke right. though, baby. That's fucking cool.
And honestly, so he tours the country doing that and I can't wait to go. I've wanted
Where
to
are we off to? Brighton?
Brighton we're going to go to. But if you get a chance to go and see Barry, then please do because he's just an amazing
The thing
man.
Is, I'll throw myself into it. I can't wait to see Pete.
I have done karaoke once before.
It's going to be great.
Maybe lock the doors and turn. Yeah, that's what I'm going to do. I'll be doing a bit of country. You enjoyed that,
Dulcet.
Didn't you? You enjoyed that little low one.
Dulcet tones there.
So I will be doing a couple of renditions of country songs that no one's heard of. But please enjoy yourselves.
Do we get to pick at Barryoke what we say?
I don't know. I don't understand it. I'm just excited to be there. And I will be heavily drinking that.
Yeah.
Going back to the tour thing, I don't know why I just thought of that. But you just said about having a curfew on the tour.
Yeah.
Sorry, that's got absolutely nothing to do with the conversation.
Don't you normally like a routine? He's gone way out of structure there.
With what?
You've gone back to the tour curfew.
I know, I was just thinking about it and I don't know why I didn't mention it earlier on, but I have organised a number of after parties for us in different cities.
Oh, God. Oh, no. Actually, I don't care. Screw it. We're going to have a fun time.
But it's specifically because Ted is with us and I have invited Chaz and anyone else that wants to come. Our last venue is going to be Dublin.
Oh, God.
Me and Ted are staying an extra night.
Ted being the videographer, by the way.
Yeah, me, Ted, is going to stay an extra night in Dublin. I said to him, I don't think you will because...
Get me home.
No, well, you're just a bit pathetic. Do you know what? Someone actually messaged me saying, why? I think it's on the stand with him.
Oh, no.
Thing. Couldn't... I would love a night out with Pete and the team. Why is Sam so boring? Because you never come.
No one said that.
I promise you now, it's one of the fucking comments. Not you have never been out with these guys.
I'm going to be honest with you. I didn't know you were going to invite yourself to a pub quiz that you weren't invited on.
No, but there's been other opportunities.
No, there was one other opportunity.
No, there's been other opportunities. The Christmas do. What about the Listener's Choice Awards?
Mate, that was a terrible nightclub, though. Come on.
It doesn't matter. It's not about where you go. It's the people you do it with.
I was there for long enough to see you at the bar at the point where Chazza, Saffron, and no one else could even get to you because you were surrounded and literally they're all hemming him in. Everyone from Towie's there. Pete's there with like everyone from old times. And I just sat there and went, nah, not for me. I'm out.
I'm going to go home and game.
Yeah, and I did.
So, yeah, so that's opening conversation went well. I think you can move on to your cards.
Okay, here we go.
Okay, I'll start.
But can I actually know quickly, just because I actually really want to discuss this a little bit. So if we are doing after parties then, like, have we got sparklers?
I'm going to be honest with you. This is another reason why Steve is there.
Yeah! Me and Pete have done some PAs together.
Stevie Lux and I have been around the country.
I've been with you. Don't just oust
Sam,
me from
you've
that.
Done like a handful.
With you?
We've toured. Yeah, you've done three maybe with me.
Yeah.
We've toured Big the country three. All over the fucking country for years. Stevie and I know Stevie is in charge of making sure.
Explain to the listener who Stevie is.
Stevie Lux is my tour manager. Stevie Lux is in charge of making sure I have a good time. He is my good time man.
What am I going to be like, do you think, on these after parties?
You won't be there. You'll be back on the bus.
No, but if I have made it to the after parties...
I imagine it will be... If you decide that it's your once in a blue moon, I'm going to have a drink session...
Yeah, go on, what's it going to be
that
like?
That is the other reason Stevie Lux is there, because I will hand... Sam to Stevie, because Stevie's job will then be, much like it was in Liverpool, don't worry about me, look after him.
Because I go mad!
Yes, but not in a, like, oh, he's such a crazy animal, in a, okay, I think he's got a problem.
Yeah.
That's the level set.
Because I don't drink much. When I go out, we bounce. It's really fun.
Yes, and by 9 o'clock, Sam is inaudible and a mess.
So if you're in Dublin, baby, we're out.
But not just Dublin. Remember, there are 9 dates.
Newcastle.
Well, Newcastle's the first night, so I think we'll probably have a celebratory... Well, depending how it goes. I mean, let's remember, this could be a fucking disaster. He doesn't know what we're doing. I've never done this before.
I love the way Pete was like about to say, I don't know what we're doing, but then gone, I've written 17 pages of notes, so I do know what I'm doing.
Oh, I know exactly what we're doing, and I'm very excited about it. I've actually started writing my one-liner jokes.
No way! Oh, my God, do I need to? Can you write mine?
No, you don't. You're not going to have any writing.
Why?
Basically, basically, it's part of the contingency plan is that if you're having an off night, then I need to fill gaps.
What's an off night? Give me an example of an off night.
My idea, much like we do this podcast and much like the way we work together, is that what happens is I know what's happening and I just set Sam free. That's what happens. It's just, we call it Sam time. So I just let Sam go. And Sam's very funny and very good at just generally being quite weird and not really knowing what's happening. And that's what we do. But if Sam has an off night and he's not feeling too great, or, you know, he's not in the best of moods, because he can get a little bit nervous or down or whatever else.
I'm already nervous, by the way.
Then I need to fill gaps, and I need to make sure that the gaps that I'm filling are filled with something that is at least semi-funny.
Oh, my God, I can't wait for this, because I might have an off night. What if I do? Really nervous.
I'm going to have to pick up the slack.
I wanted Pete, because he's like the rock star, right? He's the Harry Styles. So I feel like people are going to be throwing...
That makes you Niall Horan.
I love Niall. I feel like people are going to be throwing pants at you or something like that.
Okay, this opening conversation has gone on for fucking 25 minutes. We've got half the fucking podcast left to do everything else.
Okay.
So, staying relevant moment. Sam, you did a prank this week, didn't you? And I think it was on me.
Yeah, that was my staying relevant moment this week. It was very, very good. If I do say so myself, it's one of the best ones we've done on you for a very long time.
No, it was well thought out. It was,
oh, look,
however,
at Pete giving it constructive criticism.
It was well thought out, but it was dangerous. And actually, I have to thank you because...
Why was it dangerous?
Because I can be unpredictable. And I have to thank you because the edit that
we
that
did
was
you well.
Done was done nicely.
Yeah,
I said to Sam, I called him when I saw him put this up, and I was like, thank you. And he was like, wow. I was like, the edit's not bad. And he went, mate, it was too aggressive.
Yeah, so can we tell the listener, because they're our family, but basically, if you've seen the prank, I basically, an overview is I hired real paparazzi as well, like proper Daily Mail paparazzi.
Can I just point out as well, before everyone just thinks that Sam and I, obviously we do stupid videos and that's fine. Sam spent... a lot of money.
Spent $3,000.
This prank cost Sam thousands. Right? That is the commitment that he has.
And it went really well. The guys were legends. I told them to bring their accreditation with them just in case, because Pete's now so astute to a prank. You've got to have all bases covered. So I was like, bring your accreditation, because there's going to be a point where you need to wave it in his face. And then I basically got two videographers to be asking the questions, one with a mic, two old school like Pats who like done the circuit before, so Pete's seen them before. So I needed Pete to know them. I needed Pete to be like, fuck, I've seen this guy, like, this is legit. And so I had to get the exact right people, and then they came to my place, and then Pete was already meant to be filming a brand deal at my gaff. And so he gets out the car. This is how far I'd gone. I parked 2 4x4 cars on the pavement so that his Uber couldn't pull up right outside the house. It would have meant he had to walk down the street towards me so the Pats and videographer got more time with him before he got to my front door. I thought of everything. I borrowed Ryan's car. My brother-in-law's Jeep. I borrowed that, mounted the curb with it, then mounted it with my car behind it, stuck Ted, the videographer, in the boot of my car. And then when I got Pete's agent to text Pete when he was like 30 seconds away from the gaff, I got to text Pete being like, I don't know whether you've seen the press, but I'm handling it. And then she called me, and she literally... Oh, this is actually so good, because I can explain some bits that we couldn't put in the actual
video. So she was messaging
me,
my management were messaging me on the way there, and I was not in a good mood.
Can I
on the way there, I was in a bad mood. She...
Can I explain to you how Pete was in a bad mood beforehand? Because before any of the messages had been sent from Pete's agent, he had already, before he knew anything about the prank, right? This is when he's just on his way to mine to shoot something. He goes, I can already feel this being an awful day due to the panic everyone has about it, excessive shit going on. I'm going to be late as well. I'll be there at 10.09. 10.09. I left my house at 7.45. So he's already pissed off. This is before she's even done anything.
Been in the car for 2.5 hours.
I can already feel this is going to be an awful day. And he's about to get pranked.
So, yeah, so that was all happening. They were in on it. Everyone was in on it. So what happens is I get out of the car, which is parked a little bit further down the road from Sam. And as soon as I get out of the car, three guys with, like, cameras start flashing. Two guys fucking there, like, one's video and one's got a fucking microphone. Pete, tell us about the allegations. My instant reaction, because I've just been, like, ambushed, I went, fuck off. And then panicked because I thought,
that's getting used.
Shit, that now sounds really bad. So I just didn't say anything. I just went, I don't know what you're talking about. Went inside Sam's house, shut the gate. They then tried to come on the property. I swiftly turned round.
This is the bit we didn't put in the edit.
And this is the bit that didn't come in the edit. And I went, you can't come on someone's property. I know they can't do that. So you can't come on someone's property. Get off the property. Try to be nice. Push them back. Shut the gate again. They then opened the gate, right, and then came back in. And at that point, the rage was boiling. So I then turned back round and went, I told you, get off the property, you can't come on. The guy tried to hold steady in the gate whilst I'm trying to close the gate. So I slammed the gate on his arm and went, back you go, and then shut the thing. I went up to the door, I just stopped talking because then I'd panic because I thought, I've made this worse. This has not gone well. So I just went silent.
So Pete.
So they then come back in, and at this point, I'm standing. Sam's got a fucking. I'm ringing the doorbell. I'm trying to call my agent. I'm doing everything, but Sam has got this camera, and I didn't even think
it's a ring doorbell.
It's a ring doorbell. That's it. So I'm ringing the doorbell, but I'm stood so close to the doorbell. Stand up for a minute. So if you imagine Sam's the door, right? This is a little thing. This is the door. So I'm literally stood so close to the doorbell, just facing the corner, right? So if Sam's the door, this is me. They are right behind me, just going, tell us about the allegations. You should say something. What is this going to do for your career? Yeah. Tell us about what you think of it. How is this going to affect you moving forward? Yeah. Do you have anything to say? You should say something. It's going to come out eventually. Everyone knows. And I'm stood there thinking, I thought it was something Sam had done. So I thought, I can't make this worse for him because, like...
That's where Pete becomes a really good mate.
Because I thought, I'd just say nothing. I've already assaulted someone. I can't... This is bad. I'm making this worse. And I felt awful because I felt like I'd fucked it up even more for him. I thought he'd done something terrible. I don't know what I thought he'd done, but I just thought, fuck, what has he done? He wasn't answering the phone. Like, I just didn't know what to fucking do. I was thinking in my head at this point when I'm just facing the doorbell, well, that's it. That's how it's over. I was thinking all the work I've done for the tour, that's done. No one, they're going to want refunds. How much is that going to cost us? I don't know what to fucking do. This is going to be awful. Why is he not answering the fucking phone? I'm calling him. Sam then, and this is where I started to click on.
Yeah, see, I got it wrong.
Sam fucked up because Sam, I'm calling him and like, I'm calling, pressing his doorbell thinking, fuck me, like, what am I supposed to do here? I don't know what to do. Has he just seen all the press and he's not answering the phone? Where do I go from here? I don't know what to do. I messaged Sam and he went, I'm at Bon Bon, the coffee shop down the road. And I thought, well, they would be following you then. They wouldn't be there for me. So at this point, I turn round, look at the guys, and I go, you're not real. And the guy goes, yeah, I am. Holds up his fucking accreditation. And I went, well, that's fucking fake. It wasn't. It was actually real. I didn't realise.
I told you you'd need the accreditation.
It looked so fucking fake. And I went, well, that's not fake. No, this is a fucking joke. Don't know what you're talking about. Blah, blah, blah. They kept it going and kept it going. I then rang my agent. And she did answer, and she went, Pete? And I went, it's a fucking joke, isn't it? Tell me it's a joke. And she went, okay, you know, I've got to tell you, because don't have a go at me. It's not my fault. It's a joke. So at this point, I know it's a joke. I'm then saying on the fucking camera, I know it's a joke. He still didn't answer the phone for 10 minutes. So I'm now then stood there with them still asking me questions, knowing it's a fucking joke, just looking stupid, going, oh, no, it's a joke. Oh, you're a good one, you. So awkward. He then lets me in. They're all fucking filmed it from the inside. All the press come in. Everyone has a big fucking laugh together.
We had a cupcake.
That, it could have gone really fucking bad.
It was absolutely wonderful. Everything that happened was how I... The reason I said I was down the street, by the way, is because I wanted Pete to turn around, have to leave the premises with them following
and get followed down
and then
the
get
street.
Followed down the street with other people watching. I really wanted that. We didn't get it, but we got enough to make it a really fucking good video.
But let me tell you, listen, I wasn't that angry about it because I thought, fuck, that's quite a lot of work that's gone into that. So fair play.
And Pete appreciates
that. However, let me tell you something, all right? You are fucking lucky I'm your fucking friend. Because if I'd have thought, and genuinely, I mean this, because when I told my mum about this, actually, my mum went, oh, no, they can't do things like that to you. And she normally loves things. And I was like, what do you mean? She was like, well, you've got a temper. And I said to her, do you know what? It's right, because it's only because I thought it was you that had done something wrong. If they'd have been saying that I'd done something wrong, because I know I haven't, I'd have fucking lost the plot and I'd have chinned someone. Because I'd have thought, well, I'm fucked now anyway. If I'm going to go down, I'm going down fighting.
I'm going to prison.
But I thought, well, I fucked everything anyway. But because I thought it was you, I thought, just don't. I panicked at the gate situation, the fuck off situation, what you might have done. And I thought, just do not say anything because I'm going to make it so much worse for him. I was almost at one point, I was tempted to go, I don't care what he's done, he's my friend, leave us alone. And then I thought, well, no, let's see what he's done first.
Yeah. You don't want to really soil your reputation too much there.
But yeah, so
he
actually
turned out being a really, really good friend because he thought it was me, which I absolutely love. Now, just quickly from my side, because we've spoken about it a lot. So basically, everything Pete said just then has come from my mouth. The guys were absolutely brilliant. They were brilliant. They came to mine early, right? And there's a little video in the clip that I put up.
I've seen the full video. Sam did a full briefing.
I did like a half hour briefing, right? Where I literally sat him down and went, these are the exact things. I know Pete so well.
He knew, yeah.
I know the trigger points and the words they have to say that would freak me out. So like I went, allegations, 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 but don't say what they are. Be very blasé with it, but allegations. What's it going to do for your career moving forward? Like, you're going to have to speak about it sometime. Like, all of these little, like, trigger words that I've said, they remembered every single one of them.
They were very good.
They were unbelievable. Like, and then I go, Pete's going, I know you so well. Yeah. Pete, when he comes in, is going to go, you're not allowed on the property, right? And he's going to shut the gate on you. And I went, come in the premises. I went, come in the premises. And there is the best shot of them, of literally me going, so don't worry about not come in the premises, right? And Pete shuts the door, the gate, and within 3 seconds, it's back open. They're flooding in. It's so good. They've just let themselves in. It's so funny.
Obviously, the poor guy who was at the front of this, who was holding the microphone,
slammed arm.
Whose arm that I accidentally...
He got paid well.
I then had to come in, and obviously they all come in, and then I then had to go, I had to apologise. I'm the one that they fucked over, and I'm the one going, I'm so sorry, is your arm okay? I'm so, so sorry.
Mate,
but
he
took it really well.
They were really, really, really good lads, the photographers and the videographers. And just to finish it off, Pete is not lying when he says there's like a corner where the Ring doorbell is. So it's like the corner. His nose and face are in the corner of the door. So he literally couldn't be any closer. He's just standing silently against this corner.
I had my hair all over my face because I thought, just hide yourself. I don't know what to do.
He just stood there for 10 minutes.
I'm not even
silent.
In complete silence with all these people. I did not know what to do.
And you know what? Just to finish it off, you sent... When you spoke to producer Charlotte about this, the words you used were, the first thing I thought was, you know, what has he done? He's ruined it. All the work on the tour down the drain. And then apparently you went, can I do the tour alone if Sam gets cancelled? You cheeky bastard. He wants to go and take all the glory.
I've done a lot of fucking work for that. And listen, if you're going to fucking send yourself down, it doesn't mean that I have to... I've already got a fucking ailing career. I need to keep something going. Otherwise, I will be back. doing things that I should.
Yeah, you were, to be honest with you, it's a great mate. Actually, do you know what? You should do it on a friend that if you don't know they're really a friend. It's a great mate test because Pete passed it with.
And do you know what's funny is I know that Sam is a very good friend of mine, but if the other way round, he'd go, he's nothing to do with me. Yeah. So Sam would be like, I've got this morning to think about. He is nothing. To be honest with you, we're not even that close.
Yeah, yeah. I always knew he had it in his locker.
Yeah, to be honest with you, we're not that close.
He always had a dark side.
He's a colleague more than a friend.
Yeah.
Sam would sell me down the river, fucking sharp.
Yeah, yeah, no, I always saw this little sort of, there was this darkness within. Like, if you look into his eyes, like, there's this really scary thing in there. I always knew there was something wrong. I'm really glad he was caught.
that would literally be Sam. I promise you now, he would be fucking gone.
Yeah, yeah,
he'd be doing Lorraine appearances. the exclusive. What
the book would be coming out.
Sam Thompson, the man behind the hair. And that would be his fucking recollection of living with a monster.
Yeah, yeah.
It would be, that's what Sam would do.
Sam Thompson.
There'd be a Netflix documentary about it. It would be a full fucking thing.
Sam Thompson, friends with a psychopath.
Exactly. That's exactly what it would be. Sam would absolutely fucking ruin me. And then there'd be times, and then him and Zara would sit there and go, there was times when we were scared.
We feared for our lives. And then I'd probably
And then they'd
promoted.
Show all the footage of me getting the ump about doing a TikTok dance and everyone go, God, the signs were there.
Yeah,
how
did
we not see it?
So, Peter, what have you been, even though I think I know, what have you been up to stay relevant?
Well, I'll tell you why you know, because it's written on the cards. So you do know.
I've also seen photos.
I went to a little awards ceremony, TV Choice Awards, and I had a delightful evening. I met all sorts of people. I got quite drunk. Not massively drunk, but quite drunk. I saw you guys there on the carpet, and I got interviewed on the carpet, and I thought you had asked this lady to ask this question, but she had done her research and said, so, Pete Hicks, that was literally the opener. She had then gone onto my Instagram and found a picture from, I don't even know, like a year ago. So however far down that is, with possibly the most horrendous caption. I genuinely, my bollocks crawled up inside my stomach because I was so violently embarrassed at myself. Because the caption, if you're ready for this, was, trust the magic.
Oh, that's one that we haven't even used before. Oh.
And I've got to say, when someone reads it at you in the cold light of day.
The cold light of day.
Honestly, felt disgusted.
Well, we can actually...
I just want to apologise for my... I was tempted at that point to just delete it all.
Well, we can see your disgust here.
Is there a particular PX caption that you're proud of? Because there is one that I wrote down, which is... Trust the magic.
Trust the... Did I say that? No, I didn't. Did I? I make myself feel sick. Did I actually say that?
It was a picture of you standing there with a caption.
With me saying, trust the magic. I shouldn't be allowed out. Why have you let me out? That is awful. I apologise in advance for all my icks. I don't understand. I'm not very good at social media. So what everyone else thinks is an ick, I just think is quite cool. And evidently, I'm wrong.
My favourite is, I think it's quite cool. Who are you looking at, by the way? Because you're looking on the thing. Did I say that? Who are you looking at?
My manager, Gemma.
As if she's going to know.
She literally went... The disappointment in her face as well. But anyway, since this whole Pete Hicks thing, which is why this seems to become a big thing, I cannot now do anything... anything without people rewriting captions for me. Even if I don't have a caption or don't, they will just rewrite them and just put in the comments captions of their own. Sam and Zara had a lovely time the other day just writing as many captions as they could under a picture that I put up. I also get inundated with people now just bullying me. It's turned into ick trolling, is what I like to call it.
Pete Hicks is such a great name as well. It fits so well to Wix.
Yes, well done. Yes, yeah. It does. You just take the W off. Just take the W off and you're there.
Oh, it is taking the W off, isn't it?
Yes.
I think
that's the funny... sorry, are you all right?
I don't know.
Anyway, so yeah, so that's kind of where we're at on that. But anyway, so the TV Choice Awards, it was... interesting, caught up with loads of people, met some people that I didn't really know, but who are big podcast fans. Apparently someone from a show that you love...
Traitors.
Yes.
Who?
Harry. Tall and
Paul.
Ginger.
Paul.
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 Really nice guy. Loves the podcast, apparently.
Does he?
Yes. There was all sorts of commissioners and fancy people there. And as usual, I did my bar thing where I just went to the bar and instead of tequila, because my manager was there and she didn't want tequila, she's not a big fan of tequila, we got everyone on the baby Guinness.
Oh.
So we had a baby Guinness night. There were trays of baby Guinness being thrown around. But I also took the time because I'll be honest with you, the awards are quite boring.
Well, it's interesting you say that, Pete, because I've got a video of you. But it's you looking catastrophically bored when they're actually giving the awards out. I've never seen...
Who the fuck has now sent that video?
Can I show you?
Who the fuck's done that? Oh, Gemma. For fuck's sake.
Because it's brilliant. It's the best content. Someone should just follow you around with a camera all the time. At the start, right? No, I need to dissect this in a calm manner. So at the start,
I've never seen anything like that in my life, what just happened there.
At the start, what he does is he goes, he like realises where he is and how bored he is, and he puffs cheeks and goes... Then he looks up at the sky, right? Then when they go... And the winner is, and they ramble on a little bit too long for Pete's liking. He goes, and holds his, you know, when they pinch the bridge of the nose, they're so bored. He's pinched the bridge of the nose, right? They've said a name that he clearly has no idea who it is. And he looks up, looks at someone, and goes, yeah. it's the funniest little sort of sequence of event, facial feature sequences I have ever seen you do.
The thing is with the awards ceremony, you know this, they go on a long time.
You look like you're dying a death.
There's a lot of, I don't know how much of you, but this awards, and it's I go because you want to spend time with the people there. There's always lovely people to talk to, but I don't give a fuck. Really, about sitting there. So I spend most of my time outside having a cigarette or going to the bar or just up and down like a fucking yo-yo. However, this one went on really for a long time because someone fell off the stage.
No!
So they had to stop the awards because whilst I was outside having a cigarette, because I was like, look, we're about five awards in here, there's still quite a lot to go. So I went out outside for a cigarette.
First half is real drags on.
Up speaking to someone outside and then I was at the fucking bar. I had a quick fucking drink on my own at the bar. I was talking to people behind the bar. I went back in about 30 minutes later and they hadn't even started on award six. And I was like, what the fuck? And they went, oh, you've missed it. Someone's come off the stage that to stop the whole thing. And apparently they were taken out in a wheelchair by ambulance. I'm not even joking you. They're fine. They're absolutely fine. There's nothing wrong with them. It's not like a fucking serious thing. But yeah, they came off the stage. So they had to halt the whole awards. So by the time at this point, I thought they must be a bit of a way through this. This is, I think, when this video was. I just thought, this is just going on for everyone. And then at another point, when I was bored and had to find something else to do, I went to find the team.
Where were they?
So there was a separate room for you guys and the people who work in the event. I walked in to find Edie at the buffet.
Edie being one of our beautiful Canberra ladies.
Okay, creepy. Didn't need to say it that way.
You want everyone to know. I feel like the people really love knowing.
All right, so yeah, I went to find beautiful Paul and chip-loving Edie. And this is what I walked into at the little buffet.
What's she doing? What are you doing there?
Just a full plate of chips. Nothing else from the buffet. Just went full potato and just really enjoyed the
How
chips.
How did you know they were there? Were you guys filming Pete on the red carpet?
So this is where the after party was.
Oh, that's jokes.
Well, so this is where all the camera guys and photographers and all the people working kind of sit and had their dinner. It was a bit
Pete
sad,
tried to make
really.
You guys drink.
No, because obviously they were working. But I wanted to stay in there with them because it's so much more interesting than watching some old deer fall off a stage. Like, I just didn't really want to fucking be back in there. So I spent as much time as possible out of the event. Anyway, but that was that. And then, yeah, TV Choice, very funny, very good.
Brilliant. But actually, just on the back of that, though, we have cut together your clip on the red carpet where you're going like, I shouldn't be allowed out. Did I?
Oh, yeah, I don't understand. I saw this in the little chat of you all talking about making an audio and all
yeah,
that.
Yeah, so we made a little clip together of Pete being confused about what we said. So if you would like on TikTok to use this voice...
I don't condone...
We're going to be posting it today.
This is all part of Ick trolling.
Ready? Here we go. This is the sound. You can use it for if you don't know what you did the night before, after a night out, if you're embarrassed by something you've done.
Did I say that? No, I didn't. Did I? I make myself feel sick. I shouldn't be allowed out. Why have you let me out? That is awful.
So it could be, I don't know, you got a bit too pissed at the Christmas do, or you got in an argument over Monopoly at Christmas Day. It could be anything.
You don't have to wait until December to use it. It's not a seasonal audio.
I feel, though, like this is going to go viral. I cannot wait.
Well, I hope it doesn't. That's it from us for Staying Relevant this week. Thank you for listening and all that crap. Make sure you subscribe, follow, do all that shite, rate, review, blah, 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 blah. Sam, do you want to say anything?
Thank you guys so much for listening to Staying Relevant. As always, I feel like this episode, I'm just going to say, put it out there, I think it's been a really good one. I've really enjoyed
Sam
it.
Sam says that after every one, so.
I really do.
Anyway, yeah, thank you for listening. Make sure you rate, review, do all that crap. Follow us on YouTube, Instagram, TikTok, Snappy C. If we're still doing that, you can watch this on Friday, and make sure you tune into the bonus episode, which will come out on Thursday, which you will then be able to watch on Sunday. So that's Monday, Thursday, Friday, Sunday.
Say we love you. Gotta end it with we love you, and please write a nice review. Bye.
Look at me on three.
Count me in.
Staying Relevant was an Insanity Studios production.
Yeah.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.